That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A lot of people are sleeping with one eye open. That's because Irene is getting close. Like a stalker in the middle of the night, in just a couple of days, Irene will touch down in North Carolina, the Outer Banks, beautiful area. Chances are it could be a Cat 3, meaning 140-mile-an-hour winds that will certainly leave massive destruction should that happen. You're talking flooding and downed power lines, things that we have seen many, many times happen in the wake of a hurricane. What's different about Irene is this one may go all the way up to New England and really hit Manhattan and New Jersey and Connecticut, Virginia, all those places in between. So Amtrak and the airlines are starting to cancel certain routes. Flights have been put on watch lists, and Americans already canceled flights Thursday and into Friday out of Miami and the Bahamas. And it's going to be rough for people who are traveling in certain areas. If you were headed to New York, you might forget about it because you might not be able to get in to New York. The governor of North Carolina is singing a different tune. Beverly Perdue, who just a couple of days ago was saying, we're keeping our eye on it. We're watching to see what's happened. We've dealt with this before. She issued a very terse statement and said, everybody should take this seriously. Everyone is telling us this is a big deal for North Carolina because they're expected to bear the brunt, and that's why they're saying that. It'll hug that coast. And then what happens with the water levels? 10 feet above ground, that's scary. Even bigger than that, disastrous, catastrophic is what it would look like. So the good news is states of emergency have been declared. 7 states. That means, A, the paperwork, all the nonsense, that would be already ready to go. And plus, the bigger thing is you have the National Guard. So with the National Guard there available, ready, they can disperse when things happen and help people who are stuck and do all the things that you need to do when you've had a catastrophic situation. And 3, I think, would be pretty catastrophic for most people in the way of that. Here's what one woman had to say. She was pretty much short and to the point herself in talking about Irene.
This is a very, very serious threat.
It is, and it's good that it's being considered seriously, like in New York, where Mayor Bloomberg has ordered that in the low-lying areas, older people are removed from whatever facility they may be in, whether it's some kind of a senior center or whatever, just making sure that everybody's gone so they don't have any problems in that sense anyway. Delaware, same thing. They're worried. He's evacuating, ordering evacuations for places just like Bloomberg is. That governor is Jack Markell. The governor of Connecticut, Daniel Malloy, also concerned and also declared emergency, a state of emergency, so that the money can be there and the necessary resources to be prepared will be there as well. Maybe the storm, you know, doesn't hit, but they have to be ready for it. Or maybe it's a Cat 1, which a Cat 1, if you track that, is much different than a Cat 3 would be. So the warnings, the watches, all that stuff, as Irene stalks the coastline through the Bahamas and headed straight on a path for the United States. Question of how powerful, all that stuff, all that lingers. People along the North Carolina coastline anyway are doing what you do there. They're nailing, putting up boards and nailing things shut. You know, it's interesting. There are hurricane shutters, but sometimes they work, and I've heard, and I've stayed in places where they have them, and sometimes I've heard, forget about it. If you're talking about anything seriously over a 3 or a 3, it's that easily can rip through. That's just for an average hurricane. And I don't think Irene is going to be an average hurricane. Well, it wasn't an average day for the New York Yankees. In fact, it was a shocking score. New York pounding. Are you ready for this score? Is this not a football score? 22-9, the Yankees over Oakland. The Yankees had a record day, and I'm going to let you hear why. Here's my pal, the voice of the Yankees, play-by-play man, Michael Kay. Take a listen.
A grand slam for Robinson Cano. A grand slam for Russell Martin. Baseball history. The third grand slam of the game for the Yankees. Never before done in the history of baseball. Curtis Granderson with a grand slam.
Yeah, that is a wow. Three grand slams. So whether they're the team you love to hate or you love the Yankees, that is crazy. That score is insane. And, oh, can you imagine? Talk about hanging your head down if you're Oakland. Three grand slams and an outrageous finish to that. I mean, they just poured it on. Poured it on, and it was in New York. The Bronx Bombers earned that nickname. First team in Major League history to be able to do that, to be able to hit those grand slams. And you heard how excited Michael Kay was over that. What a romp. And it was wet. It was a dreary afternoon. So a lot of the fans weren't even hanging out. The Yankees, a lot of them, frankly, started to head home because the Yankees were trailing 7-1 after three innings. Can you imagine? So you're thinking, oh, forget this. They're losing. They're getting pounded already. I'm out of here. I'm on the train. I'm going back to Jersey. And sure enough, things turned around completely in the opposite direction. They missed everything. And that would be cool to see that. I mean, that's a milestone deal. And that was a slamming day. Whatever it was, they got around three times is crazy. That I think it's the Yankees' highest scoring game since they got 22 runs at Boston in 2000. And they tied the team record set in 1931 for the most home runs. So the weather didn't seem to matter at all. And in fact, I can remember the last time the Yankees hit two grand slams in a game. I was at that game. It was a weird, odd thing for me because I was in Toronto, and it was in September too. I remember that. And Bernie Williams, the jazz man, and Paul O'Neill were the guys that did it. But this was in front of the home crowd, this one that happened on Thursday, and it was three, so wow. That's pretty wild they were able to do that. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load even more. We're going to talk movies. There's a couple new movies out this weekend. As every weekend, there's always some new releases. Is there anything worth seeing? We're going to let you hear some little snippets and tell you a little bit about some of the movies. So we're going there next. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
A weekend that some people will be spending indoors, and a couple of the movies being released have gotten a little buzz for different reasons, and one of them is a movie called Colombiano, and just let your imagination for a second run wild. What do you think this movie is about? I'm not going to tell you until we hear the snippet, so let's roll her, Donovan. Here's a little snippet of Colombiano.
Hey, buddy.
I got the good stuff.
Put your hands on the car! Put your hands on the car!
You think this is funny?
No, sir!
No, sir!
Catalina, never forget. Never forget where you came from.
Teach you how to be a killer.
But then just remember where you came from.
Who are you?
Not from the service.
There's 22 murders in the last 4 years.
I'm doing this my way.
Gabriela, why?
You know why.
She's going after us. She's just a girl. Take care of it.
I don't know if something or someone hurt you before.
Find her! Look everywhere!
Talk to me.
What do you want to know?
Anything. Something about you.
I was nine. My parents were killed.
Where you came from.
All right, Colombiano. It's about revenge. Her parents were killed. You could gather that from what she said when she was a kid. I love this. The trailer, basically, along with the poster, says vengeance is beautiful. And the reason they say vengeance is beautiful, because, of course, you have a hot, sexy woman who's pulling the trigger. Her name's Zoe Saldana. You might remember her from a few other movies, including that big James Cameron flick, Think Blue People, and you know what I'm talking about. So this, in this movie, she's a professional killer who wants to hunt down and get revenge on the people who, on the mobsters that killed her parents. I don't think you bring the kids to this one. I have a feeling this might be better when it comes out on HBO or something like that, or the Redbox. I'm voting for Redbox here. How about this one? This is kind of a remake deal. It's called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
We worked really hard to get her ready.
This house is unsafe for a child.
Who are you?
My name is Sally.
I don't like it here.
You just had a nightmare.
I'll be right here.
In that basement.
Get her out of the house.
What are you?
What are we?
Don't tell me you believe this.
Just because you keep denying it does not mean it's not happening.
So Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Katie Holmes is in this one. Guy Pearce, I really like him. And it's only an hour and 40 minutes. Not too bad. R for Violence and Terror. So you know what's happening here, you could tell. She's in this sprawling estate. Oh, how sad. It's got all kinds of secrets in this house. Ooh, that's a rough thing, right? And she's been living with it. Suddenly, what happens is somebody who vanished without a trace a long, long time ago is reappearing. And that's a scary thing. Don't be afraid of the dark. Makes sense. Here's our last one. I love, 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 love. Can I say it one more time? Love this guy. Would love to have him on the show because all of you would laugh. He would kill all of your one-liners and then some. Paul Rudd. He's in this movie called Our Idiot Brother.
Officer Washburn, how you doing today?
Listen, Ned, you wouldn't happen to know where I can get some,
Even if I did, do you really think I'd tell you? It's been a hard week. Yeah?
Yeah.
Here you go, officer.
Hey, thanks, man.
Wow.
Hey, I'm Ned.
They let me go early. I won most cooperative inmate, 4 months running.
God, Ned just showed up.
You said your door was always open.
Well, I gotta get back to work on the tumion.
What?
It's a cross-pollination between a tomato and onion. Think of the time it'll save when you're making spaghetti sauce.
He's family. Can't just turn my back on him for no reason.
Where did you go?
I need to find you.
I never wanted him here, filling the kids' heads with stupidity.
Check it out.
Can't one of you just take him, please?
What's wrong with my sister? She's pretty, but she's bossy.
Tell me exactly what he said.
He said that your personality gets in the way of your looks, your very good looks.
Dude, do you have Tourette's?
She's open to pretty much anyone. She even slept with our cousin once.
Our idiot brother just ruined my freaking life.
I like to think that if you put your trust out there, I mean, if you really give people the benefit of the doubt, see their best intentions, I mean, can you hold this? People will rise to the occasion.
You know, I think it's a really good way to live your life.
If I could love something as much as Ned loves everything, you wouldn't be such a bitch.
And you wouldn't be such a slut. Who's the man, Ned?
Yeah, I'm the man.
Louder!
I'm the man.
Yes. Come on.
Now I try and do good, but I just screw it up. Top of it all, I broke down and smoked with the kid that lives across the street from me.
Okay, I didn't just hear that.
I said I broke down, I went and smoked with the kid that lives across the street from me.
You don't tell your parole officer that you just got high.
Oh, man. Can you forget I said that?
All right, that's Paul Rudd. It's a comedy, hour 35 minutes, short, sweet, to the point. And it's the sibling who is a little bit behind the curve and got a bunch of sisters. So he's this kind of organic farmer who is trying to rely on mankind. He has a trouble-free existence. That'd be a tough one, but he lacks everything else. Could be funny. The Weinstein Company put this one on. Paul Rudd is the main guy here. Elizabeth Banks is in it, too. Also, Steve Coogan. A bunch of people that you would recognize. I think that's funny. That might be a good afternoon flick to go and spend a few dollars on. Just sneak in the popcorn and the candy, and then you don't have to pay quite as much. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to A3P.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There's nooks and crannies in between. Boy, I'm excited about our next guest because I think this is something all of us can relate to. And some of you might not know this, but when I first graduated from college while I was waiting for my big break in broadcasting, I was in the retail business. And so I know what it's like to have customers. And I know what sometimes happens when you're managing a store and let's say some of the people that work for you have kind of a grumpy attitude. I know what can happen at the corporate office. Roiland Reed joins us now. She's a customer service expert, and we are pleased to have you on the show. Thanks, Roiland.
Hi, Kate. Thank you.
How long have you been in this business? How long have you been in the customer service business?
Well, I've been in the customer service business now for over 15 years, with an emphasis on marketing research, with mystery shopping, assessment, and various focus groups, anything that has to do with measuring customer service and satisfaction.
Mm. And see, that's interesting. That's why I brought that up about myself. I worked in a store. It was called The Lodge, kind of like a Talbot's, preppy sort of clothing. A lot of people came in. And what the corporate office did was they would send people in to see what the attitude was with the employees, how they were treating the customers and stuff. They did exactly what you're talking about in a different way. Now, a mystery shopper, so when you send mystery shoppers in, like you would have a, let's say you'd have a client, is that what you do? You send people in to see what's happening and how customers are randomly being serviced?
Absolutely, because what makes it different is the company that's hiring, hiring you to mystery shop. And a lot of times your managers or executives don't have the time or will be recognized if they were going to their own establishment. So what they hire a company like ours to do is to come in and to tell a picture of what's happening at every step of the way. It's almost like snapshots at every juncture. So they can really get a feel of not only what's going on, but actually who is doing well and who needs improvement.
Yeah, no kidding. What's because you get all the reports, and I'm just curious, what is one of the worst things that you had to tell a client? Like, oof, you wouldn't believe they were eating, you know, hot dogs behind the counter and they weren't waiting on people. Or what's one of the worst things that you've seen from the other side of it when it was reported back?
And I think when it really gets down to customer service, when you look at that, Kate, of what is the worst thing, really any of it can be bad to an employee, because at the bottom line, when you move into rudeness or crankiness,
yeah,
the customer's gone, and you may never get them back.
Right.
But a lot of times, even in some of the descriptions you give, you know, where they're very descriptive, you may say, I walked into the store. The salesperson did not look up. They continued to work. Then they looked up at me and looked back down. If you hear a description just like that, you can envision what that looks like. Unfortunately, many of us have experienced that too as well. But when it's just that descriptive, then when it goes back to the employee with a name and a description, then without a doubt, that person can read and see what it is. But one thing about mystery shopping, at least the approach we take, we don't want it to just to be gotcha.
Yeah.
But to be proactive, because at the end of the day, what the company and the managers need is for that representative to change to provide good customer service. And what we find is normally it's usually one of three things. They either need more training, it's a process that they don't understand, or it's communication. So when we go in, not only do we describe exactly what we see, but we also try to give feedback of what the manager or the company can do to turn it around to make it better. Now, the flip side of it as well is we also get information of those who are doing it right and doing it well. So we can also describe that so those people can be rewarded, as well as they can be used as examples to raise the measure of performance for the rest of your employees.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. This is great for people listening. I know you all have stories about waiting, and as Roy Lynn was saying, you're waiting, and then somebody just goes back to doing what they were doing. You can share them certainly with us on the air here in America Tonight. I'm curious what people have found and who seem to be the worst offenders. 800-259-5791. Those are the digits. Feel free to throw in your 2 cents. Is it industries across the board? Do you work with all kinds of industries, retail outlets, clothing mostly, or no, across the board you do a lot of things?
Across the board, we've done eating establishments, and we also mystery shop airports.
You're kidding.
Absolutely.
Airports. What are you doing in the airport? Looking to see how the people at the airport are, or?
And in one area with mystery shop is actually parking, because that's really important with transportation. Of course, we've all, when you get to the airport, you're trying to get there on time. So a lot of your really proactive quality airports, they actually measure the time that you're picked up from your car.
And
ooh,
I like that.
And the time it takes to be dropped off. And they actually have a number that they expect the employees on the vans to be there by. And so you're also measuring not only the performance, but actually the time. So those are, of course, very important information to have. So really, a lot of your proactive, progressive airports will be involved in something like that.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Roy Lynn, because I had an experience where I was in a rush. I couldn't get a spot close to the airport, even valet. So I went to a place called the parking spot. Some of you might recognize it, have parked there before. And usually I had done it once before, and they're great. They pick you right up and take your bags, give you some water, drop you right off at the gate. And for some reason, they were nowhere to be found. And I had a bang on the glass and try to get somebody, and I missed my flight. And I was,
I know.
And I am a very easygoing person, Roy Lynn, but I was not too happy that day. And I didn't tear up anyone or do anything terrible. But I did call them and say that I was really disappointed, because that was the whole idea of their service, that they were spot on. They're the parking spot, so you should go there no matter what you're doing or where you're going or where you're flying, because we'll just get you there, because we realize how the airport parking sometimes can be crowded, can be overbooked, and if you're in a hurry to get to the airport, you might want to try that. So that was disappointing. I'm glad you brought up the parking example. Would you say that people, what are you finding? Are you finding that there's, that people are, because of maybe people are more stressed, or are you finding that there's more rudeness, or do you have some good news for us that there's some positive sides to all this?
Well, I think there's a combination of both, but starting with the bad part first is we know that Americans are at a historic low about the economy, high unemployment. They're worried about their jobs or lack of having a job, discontent about what is happening in Washington, our political leaders. There's just a lot going on. And we just see as a result, customer service has also declined. So overall, people are just treated poorly. But we also know, and Kate, as you've touched on, is just because, you know, the country is out of sorts and you're down, it doesn't mean you should take it out on someone else. And that's something that really where customer service and mystery shopping is really, I think, it's going to become more important. And what we're seeing is smart companies will take a proactive approach.
Yeah, and that's the thing to do, absolutely. Roiland Reed, you were terrific customer service expert. You gave us some great insights into what you're seeing out there. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. All right, it's interesting, too, because some of you have sent me emails in the last couple of weeks, actually, it's strange, about how you're encountering people in your everyday life, whether it's at Starbucks or you're getting on a train. A lot of you in the East have sent me some little snippets, snapshots, I like to call them, of your life. And you've noticed that there's this undercurrent at play where people are short-tempered. People that are waiting on you are short-tempered or not paying attention, or you can't find somebody when you go into some of the bigger stores, some of the shopping centers and whatnot. I think that could be blamed a little bit on the economy. I imagine some places, some of the big retail stores have cut back on people working on the floor. So you know how you used to go into a store and sometimes you would hate it because you felt like you were almost accosted. There were so many people all over you. They just swarm you trying to get you to, do you need help with this? Do you need help with that? And now it's the kind of the opposite thing where you go in and sometimes you got to motor around the men's section or you're down in, furniture or wherever, just trying to find somebody to check you out, whether it's a Macy's or whether it's a Nordstrom's or wherever it might be, because I don't think they have as many people working there because of the economy. So then you're going to encounter where people are crabby because they're waiting longer and then somebody's trying to check out so many people at one time. And that is showing up. I think the whole job situation kind of stirred up into one shows rears its ugly head, frankly, in the way you're being treated sometimes, that whole customer service thing. And as I mentioned there, because out of school I did that, the company that I work for, that's what would happen. They wouldn't tell you when it would happen or where it would happen. In fact, really, you weren't supposed to know that it would happen at all. But there were people that would come in and watch to see what happened in the store. They would pose as a shopper so they could observe what was happening and if people were being waited on and how they were greeted and all that kind of stuff. Pretty interesting. So time doesn't – there's still those techniques are still at play, only this time the economy affecting a lot of the attitudes. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Go to americatonight.net, click onto the email, and bada bing, you are in. You can catch us also on Facebook, on Twitter, Real Radio Talk as well.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As many of you know, Mississippi now holds a very important place in my heart. All it took was going down there and talking to the people and really getting a sense of what it was all about and what's happened to Mississippi, both with Katrina and then, of course, dealing with the oil spill and all of that. These are really strong, wonderful people. One of the people that we met and really enjoyed, spent some time with, is developer William Richardson from Jackson, Mississippi. And what this guy has done, he's been a part of this. There's a place called Oregon Place, and it's apartments that are offered to the homeless, some of those Gulf Coast people that are homeless, many who would, frankly, be sleeping who knows where. Maybe in the woods, on the beach, I'm not even sure. And basically what it is, and we've talked about this before, it's not really a per se homeless shelter, which is the great thing, and I think it's, I hope to see this spawned in other places, but it has an income-based rental rates, basically, where they can qualify the people that are there for it by earning less than 50% of the median income. And it's just a terrific thing. Now on the back of that, and this is great, there's a book called, and I want all of you to pick this up, Mailbox Muffins and Other Recipes from the Gulf Coast Homeless. And here you've got all these people in the Oregon Place that are there that I just described who are sharing how they cook on a budget. What do you do when you have to cook on a budget? Cans for cooking pots, think about it. Things that we probably wouldn't think of. Tuna containers as muffin tins. So we are very pleased to welcome to America Tonight the developer I mentioned, William Richardson. William, we did get a chance to spend some time with you when I was there, and we really enjoyed it. And we're happy to be speaking to you again, and I'm so excited about your book. I think it's a wonderful idea. This was your brainchild or a whole group of you?
Oh, this is like everything I seem to do. We get a two or three people that are bored and sitting around. There's an idea. Look back. You try to lay blame to somebody, and nobody will take it. But let me interject a couple of quick things in your introduction. We are not a rent-based as such. we don't charge rent. You have to have a low income, and you want to be able, we want to be offering a hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
These people have to be enrolled in job training, improving their educational levels, getting ready to reenter the job market by which they lost their position through any number of reasons, which you can read about in the book with the six examples that we use. It's taking people out of the woods, and you literally, these folks did come out of the woods and have come to live in an apartment. What we've taken for granted, I'm not a social worker. I didn't understand any of this. This just kind of got thrown up, and I got on it with another group that bailed out at the last minute, a national nonprofit that does this. I was, anyway, I got in the middle of it and didn't mean to, and suddenly it, I believe that we had a obligation to people we don't see, and that's the whole thing. We don't see homeless people. And now that I've had a chance to meet a few of them, but for the grace of God, Kate, that's me or you.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, that's exactly what I thought, too, when I was in Mississippi and talking to people about what it was like, what happened, especially with the Katrina situation. And that's exactly right. And for whatever circumstances, whether it's a natural disaster or just things that are happening in their life, certainly now because we're many years after that, it's very, very tough out there for a lot of folks. I mentioned some of the methods for cooking. I was so surprised by that. I thought when I was in Girl Scouts, I could barely light a fire. These people are really creative.
Let me go back also. You were saying that the way they do and on a budget, they had no budget. But more importantly, they didn't have electricity. They didn't have an oven as we know. They didn't have the money to go buy a camp stove that had fuel cartridges. They were surviving on nothing. They would go to the food pantries or sometimes they would go to an institution, a fast food place and pocket some sugar or, you know, various commodities that they could get. And then they went back and became very creative and learned how to make food out of no food. So it was not only a budget, it was just supply. They had no money, no supplies. The Mailbox Muffin, the name of the book, is literally one guy was creative enough to figure out how to take a mailbox and suspend it over a cook fire, and he came up with how to make muffins and using tuna tins in the mailbox. Thus, they had mailbox muffins. That's what caught our attention. And, in fact, Lars Larson was there the night all this sort of, maybe it was his, I blame it on Lars. He's not here to defend himself. It all just sort of rolled together, and Bobby actually did that. Bobby Kelly is one of the features in the book. I see this as a great opportunity to learn a little bit about people and the old Carl Sandburg thing, we will not only survive, we will prevail. They, in fact, have survived, and we've had some great success stories. But, it's cooking when you have nothing in your pocket.
Yeah, wow.
And there's some fun recipes. It is a cookbook, clearly a cookbook, but it's also got the personal stories of how six of our residents survived the storm, where they were before the storm, how they survived the storm, and then their life since their survival.
Yeah, one of them is Bobby Kelly. You talk about him. He's one of the main contributors of the book. Of course, you just told us about what he did. And is it true that he survived? He was, like, literally clinging to the porch, William?
No, he had no porch to cling to. He lived in the if I'd have heard this on your show, I'd have said, yeah. Uh-huh. Bobby and his friend girl had lived in the woods about 8 years, and I've been there. I've seen it. It's just a little patch of trees in downtown Gulfport. And as I heard him explain to someone once, they didn't have a radio. Yeah, the weather was bad. They'd seen rain before, but they had no concept of what was coming and never did until it had passed. So, yeah, they lived out there in their little tent in the woods, hanging on to whatever they could hang on, but certainly not a porch because they were nothing but trees.
Wow.
And And that's how Bobby came through. He also had cataracts, so he wasn't seeing very well at that time.
Wow. Wow. So not even a porch to cling to, literally a tent and the woods. That even tells you a little bit more about the strength, I think, of Bobby Kelly. And I guess, is this true? I was told that he's working on his high school equivalency, too, while he's there.
I've asked him if I can tell this story, and he's given me permission. One of our rules was you have to be in vocational training. I'm thinking a welder hurt his back, so we're going to teach him how to be an accountant.
Right.
Well, as we started receiving these residents, I came to learn one day that Bobby and his girlfriend weren't just no GED. They were illiterate. Could not read nor write. Bobby has since, within the last year, he's been there almost a year, has gotten his GED, and it is progressing along. We've had another tenant who did not have a GED. She got her GED. She's enrolled in community college and told me yesterday that she made a 4.0 in her first semester, which
wow.
is not something I did in my first semester. I'm sure you did, okay?
Oh, yeah. I was the brains. I was. Wow, yeah. that's crazy. That's exciting, actually, to hear that.
It's working.
It's working, absolutely. It's working. Oregon Place, how many people would you estimate? I'm sure people are in and out. How many people are usually beneficiaries of this, William?
Today we have 57 people, of which 14 are children, being 18 down to about 6 months.
Wow, that's
it's about 60% occupied. We try to keep an association of the residents who help police and keep, you know, they know what they've got and they don't want anybody to mess it up. We don't want to become that shelter. We want to become a good neighbor in the community and a contributing entity, just like the high school or the junior college or the college.
Right.
We are a transitional workforce housing project, and that's what we're going to be.
And the good news is Mailbox Muffins. Go to mailboxmuffins.com. It's now available right now, so you can pick it up as of Friday, Saturday, into the weekend and spread the word. All the money that you get from this, where does the money go?
So the nonprofit that owns this, Mississippi Cares International, is a nonprofit that we put together. Ellen Ratner, who you know, had put together right after the hurricane, and we've done two large projects that really facilitate. We're not trying to operate anything. We address a community need that other nonprofits that are historical in the community help run.
Yeah. William Richardson, thank you so much for sharing this story. And people listening to America Tonight, get out there and get that book and help these people even a little bit more. Thanks, William.